It has been the first day of sun after cold grey ones. The fresh snow against the clear sky make the world look reborn. We walked all the way on the Tobac Road. In a pause in all my telephoning, Kay came in and said, and I told him what was happening. "Are you worried?" he asked. I said, "Worry is when there is something that can be done to change things. This appears cannot be altered." Kay: "Do you feel something in this room, the atmosphere?" M: "I don't want this to impinge on you." We went up to his room and he said, "Do you feel the difference?" And then he said, "Perhaps it is because you have been filled with this in here. We are all going." And then I said, "Tell me, O Sphinx, where does one stop coming and start going?" Kay said, "Oh, I guess at birth. No, probably at 10 to 20 years old. I have never seen someone die. I wasn't there when my brother died. It would have been terrible. In a way, I am gone when I walk, or sometimes when I am reading. I am so far away. Not when I talk, then I am all there. But otherwise, I am getting farther away. That is why you mustn't let them give me a general anesthetic." "Put me out. That would be the end." M: "What if you are in pain, hurt?" K: "I don't think that will happen like that. Then sedation, but not out, meaning unconscious." Mm-hmm. "If you died first," long pause, "but I don't think you will." This is, he's talking. Mm-hmm. "You must outlive me. I will live another 15 years or 20. I don't know, but I feel that. And when he goes, you must not commit suicide as you did in a way when your husband died. Should you go to Paris now?" M: "No, we will follow our plan to go Wednesday." Okay. "I couldn't drive the car alone, maybe to Bulle or Nyon, but the body couldn't all the way."
That's Krishnaji saying that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is, my father died the next day.
Mm-hmm.